我的中文啊生锈了。
My Chinese is rusty.
所以请弟兄姊妹原谅。
So I do ask for your pardon.
我们先读几处圣经。
Let us turn and read a few passages.
我们请翻开以赛亚书。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章，从第一节到第三节。
We read from Isaiah chapter 1 verses 1 to 3.
当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
天啊要听地啊侧耳而听因为耶和华说我养育 儿女将他们养大他们竟背逆我牛认识主人驴认识主人的槽以色列却不认识我的名却不留意
Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner,And the donkey, his master's crib, but Israel does not know, my people does not consider.
我是请弟兄姊妹注意，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的名却不留意。
Brothers and sisters, let us take note that the ox knoweth his owner, and the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know, and my people does not consider.
请我们再翻到以赛亚书第七章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 7.
第七章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 7.
对第三节。
Verse 3.
耶和华对以赛亚说你和你的儿子施雅雅述出去到上池的水沟头在漂布地的大路上去迎接亚哈斯。
Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou, And Shear Yashub, thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field.
在这里请弟兄姊妹注意，这以赛亚有个儿子，他的儿子的名字叫做施雅雅述。
Now brothers and sisters, take note of here when it tells us that Isaiah has a son and the son's name is Shear Yashub.
那耶和华呢，就要以赛亚和他这个儿子去见这个亚哈斯。
And the Lord said to Isaiah to take your son, Jeshub, to go see Ahaz.
亚哈斯是一个以色列的一个，也是犹大的一个坏王。
Now, Ahaz was a king of Judah, but he was a wicked king.
好，我们再读一处，就是在以赛亚书37章。
Let us also turn to Isaiah chapter 37.
37章第30节到32节
Isaiah chapter 37 verses 30 to 32.
以色列啊以色列人啊我赐你们一个证据你们今年要吃自生的明年也要吃自长的至于后年你们要耕种收割栽植葡萄园吃其中的果子
And this shall be a sign unto thee, you shall eat this year, such as groweth of itself, and the second year, that which springeth of the same.
那这里我请弟兄姊妹注意啊，我们中文叫做你们一个，我赐给你们一个照，一个证据，其实正是，更好的翻译是我赐给你们一个兆头。
Now in the Chinese, please take note, it says a proof, but then the better translation is this shall be a sign.
对。那这个证据呢是你看得见的兆头呢是说到以后的事情。
Because a proof or surety is something you can see, but a sign speaks of that which is to come.
Yes. 那么第31节
verse 31.
对不起我这里看是 对，31节，犹大家所逃脱的剩余的人要往下扎根，向上结果。
And in the third year, sow ye and weep and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
必有余剩之民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱之人从锡安山而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就此事。
For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they shall escape out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this.
请我们低头一点祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们读了你的话，主啊，我们求你的灵释放我们。
Lord, we have read thy word, and may thy spirit set us free.
主啊，世世代代以来，主啊，你对你的自己的百姓里头有一个负担。
Lord, from generation to generation, thou hast a burden upon thy people.
就让你的百姓能够站起来，能够懂得你，主啊，能够跟随你。
And thou desire for thy people to know you and to follow thee.
而且能够做你的仆人。
And to be able to be thy servant.
所以说，我们今天把你自己的话和你自己继续要向我们说的话，仰望在你的面前。
So Lord, we do place thy word and the word thou which to speak to us into thy hand.
求你打开我们的心。让我们可以与你面对面。
Lord, we pray that thou would open up our hearts so that we may see thee face to face.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我很感谢主，因为差不多9年10年以前呢，那个因为我想要知道有一个字叫做往下扎根向上结果，所以呢，我就在圣经里头找这是哪里出来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord because about 9 or 10 years ago, this phrase took hold of me to take root downward and bear fruit upward, and I wanted to find where in the scriptures these words are found.
因为我作为一个年轻基督徒的时候，常常听到年长弟兄姊妹们说这句话。
Because I recall as a young Christian, I heard many of the older saints often use this phrase.
所以我想知道是从哪儿出来的。
So I wanted to discover where this scripture was found.
那感谢主就带我到了列王记下，然后就带我到了这个以赛亚书37章。
Now, I thank the Lord. He brought me to 2 Kings and then also in Isaiah chapter 37.
那感谢主，那一年呢，年底呢，那么你们弟兄姊妹们要请我来交通，所以我那年就交通了，往下扎根，向上结果。
Again, I thank the Lord because that year, brothers and sisters here have invited me to share, and that was at the end of the year, I spoke on these words to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
那以赛亚书37章那一段里面呢，很有意思，虽然是讲到往下扎根，向上结果，可是他明说的是要叫你们这些剩余之民往下扎根，向上结果。
Now this phrase is very interesting in Isaiah because it tells us to take root downward and bear forth fruit upward, but it is directly speaking to the remnant, those who are escaped of the house of Judah.
那年完了之后呢，我记得这个我们林伟成弟兄啊，后来就跟我讲，他说：“童弟兄，你没注意到啊，这个以赛亚一个儿子，他的名字就叫做渔民要归回。”
And later on after that, Brother Lam, he had mentioned to me, oh, Brother Pang, have you taken note that Isaiah has a son and his name is Shir Yashub, which means that the remnant shall return.
对，所以我那年呢，就花了一年的时间来读什么叫做剩余之民。
Therefore, afterwards, I spent a year to study this about the remnant.
那年呢，我记得那年冬天呢，那感谢主，你们弟兄姊妹又要我来了。
And I thank the Lord that following winter, brothers and sisters again invited me.
所以我就那年我就记得我是交通了一点这个剩余之民和这个鱼和。和仆人这回事。
And I recall during that year I share somewhat about this remnant and about being a servant.
那往下这几年哈，我很感谢主，因为这件事情啊，这以赛亚书里面这个剩余之民和这个仆人的事呢，就带我在以赛亚书里面走得比较深。
Then I thank the Lord. The following years, the Lord continued to lead me deeper into the book of Isaiah concerning these words about the remnant and the servant.
那后来呢，我就慢慢发觉呢，这个事情啊，连到新约里面很多的事情呢，都跟这个连在一起。
Later on, I discover much of these phrases actually are connected much with the matters in the New Testament.
我们新约里面所说的这个得胜者。
For example, in the New Testament, when it speaks about the overcomers,
你要说是旧约里面哪来的？
And we say, where is that from? In the Old Testament.
那就是从旧约里面的剩余之民出来。
And that is from this remnant that is in the Old Testament.
那感谢主，你要在新约里面找，你说到仆人。
Now, we thank the Lord when you want to find the servant in the New Testament.
那感谢主，你到以赛亚书里面，他这个，他这一串的事情里面，你也可以看到旧约里面以赛亚说的仆人是怎么回事。
We thank the Lord from the book of Isaiah. It speaks in depth about what it is to be a servant.
那么你再看我们新约里面所说的神永远的旨意。
Again, when we look in the New Testament about that eternal will of God.
那你看这个仆人和这个仆人，这个神要这些仆人做什么事，在以赛亚书里面，你也可以看到这个东西。
And what God desires for this servant of His to do, again, we see that from the book of Isaiah.
所以我很感谢主，所以我这回我的负担呢，就想跟弟兄姊妹交通这个再一次把这些东西合在一起看。
Therefore, I thank the Lord. This time, as we gather together, I want to combine all of this and to look at it together with brothers and sisters.
那么，这是一点。那另外一点呢，就是说我发觉啊，这么样看那好像是在一个以赛亚书里面有这么样一条路，有这么一条小路。
Now that is one point, and the other point is when we look into the book of Isaiah, discover there is like a trail in this book of Isaiah.
我年轻的时候，我最怕念这个以赛亚书。
And when I was young, I recall that I very dread much reading the book of Isaiah.
因为很厚啊。
Because it's a very thick book.
那么同时呢，事情讲的很多。
And there are many matters it speaks of.
那我每一次呢，就是新约里面提到的地方我回去看看。
Now,
然后完了呢就跳过去。
Of course, when the words are referred to from Isaiah in the New Testament, I will take a look at it from the book of Isaiah and then I'll just skip over it again.
所以这回呢，除了我想跟弟兄姊妹谈这个渔民仆人还有神给他们的责任，除了这个以外。
Therefore, this time, as I want to look at the matters of the remnant, the servant and his servants, the responsibility of his servants, besides this,
那我也想要好像做一个导游一样，那带大家来走这边，在以赛亚书里面走这条小路。
Now, I also like to be like a tour guide so that we can all together go on this tour from the book of Isaiah on this trail.
那我们若是熟悉了的话，那以后你再看以赛亚书，其他的地方呢就说实话就比较容易多了。
Now, if we are somewhat familiar on this trail, then later on as brothers and sisters revisit the book of Isaiah, hopefully will help you to be an easy guide for you.
所以我就想在这个以赛亚书里面找十个 scene, 十个那个图画。
Therefore, I like to look at 10 pictures, 10 scenes from the book of Isaiah with brothers and sisters.
可以从头，可以从我们从头带到尾。
From the beginning all the way to the end.
Yeah, 那么那么好不好请中文的。由于那个今年年初有一次我在那个Houston 那边，那么这个题目我说完了之后啊，有一个姊妹啊，那个姊妹跟我讲，她说我在教主日学。
Earlier this year, as I was fellowshipping with the saints in Houston, after I finished, there was a sister who approached me. She says, "Brother, I teach Sunday school."
她说呢，她说我把你这东西弄成一个这个一个图画。
Why don't I put this together like a picture?
她说我可以教我的 Sunday school.
So that I can use this to teach the children in Sunday school.
所以感谢主，她帮我做了一幅图画。
So I thank the Lord. She made this picture.
所以我就把它放在上面。
So I will put the slide up.
对。OK. 他给我的是英文的。
What she given to me on the slide was in English.
那我就把它翻成中文了。
So I just translate it into Chinese.
不过我是想呢，我们中间呢，大概会看中文的人不是太多。
I think perhaps not too many would be able to read Chinese.
那不会看英文的人很少。
There are fewer who don't understand English.
所以我们先看看这个，因为这是中文的哈。
So let us take a look at this. This is in Chinese.
那么等会儿呢，我们再把它再放那个英文的。
We'll look through it in the Chinese slide first, and then later on we'll use the English slide.
那个 这条小路哈，这条小路我们刚才读的是那个第一、第二、第三。
So on this trail, the first three passages we had read
是那个第一、第二、第三。
We read slides one, on the stop, one, two, and three.
对，那个然后呢？是这样，从你这样看出来的话，你就觉得哈，我们刚刚读了那个以赛亚书第一章的前面几节，你就知道那个神的心蛮痛的。
Now, when we have read through the passages earlier from chapter 1, we can see how it aches the heart of God, just from those passages.
对，神说，他说我把我的儿女养大。
He says he has brought up his children, he nourished them.
但是他们背逆了我。
Yet they rebelled against me.
他说牛认识主人。
He says that the ox knows its owner.
驴认识主人的槽。
And the donkey knows his master's crib.
以色列却不认识我。
Yet Israel does not know me.
我的民却不留意。
And my people do not consider.
所以神的心是蛮痛的。
We can read just how much it pains the heart of God.
那我们刚才读过这个以赛亚呢，他是从乌西亚王后来，乌西亚王开始的时候，他开始做那个做这个先知。
Now we have read that Isaiah was a prophet even in the days of Uzziah.
对，乌西亚死了，然后约坦，然后亚哈斯，然后西西家。
We have read after Uzziah died, then it was Jotham, and then it was Ahaz, and then it was Hezekiah.
所以从那个乌西亚王死了，一直到这个那个西西家王，最后以赛亚是他的书里面都写了。
Now, all of the acts of the kings from Uzziah to Hezekiah all are written in the book of Isaiah.
对，所以但是他一开始的时候，他是说到以色列的历史。
But at the very beginning of the book of Isaiah, he speaks on the history of Israel.
我们今天早上听了我们Ed 弟兄 Miller 弟兄说到士师记。
Now this morning we already heard our brother Ed Miller share with us from the book of Judges.
你若是为神想的话，你要哭的。
If we are thinking we in the perspective of God, it will make us weep.
这就是我们的耶和华神所说的。
And this is what our Lord God spoke.
但是感谢主，在他的老百姓不愿意来留意他的时候。
But we thank God, even though when his people does not consider him.
那只有一批人愿意。
There is a group that is willing to.
那这些人呢？会摸到他的心。
And this small group is able to touch his heart.
那这些人呢，明白他的意。
And this group understands his heart.
他所说的话，这些人愿意听。
And the word of the Lord, this group is willing to listen.
那他的路，神的路，这些人愿意走。
And this group of people is willing to go on the way of the Lord.
所以这些人呢，就是以赛亚称他们做剩余之民。
And this group of people is what Isaiah refers to as the remnant.
你若是看这个图的话。
Now, we look at this slide.
那第一个就是所谓的剩余之民。
The first station is the remnant.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽。
The ox knows its master, and the donkey knows its master's crib.
以色列却不认识我，以色列的民却不留意。
Yet Israel does not know, and my people does not consider.
那若不是神稍微给我们留一点余种。
If the Lord have not kept for us a remnant,
我们早就像索多玛、俄摩拉一样被烧了。
We would have soon be like Sodom, like Gomorrah.
所以这是他第一章所说的。
And this is what Isaiah tells us in chapter 1.
那第二章呢，就说到这个示雅亚述。
And so in the box 2, the second station, it is about Shear Yasub.
那示雅亚述呢，就是神耶和华神要叫这个以赛亚带着他儿子去见这个亚哈斯。
We have read earlier, it was the Lord who spoke to Isaiah to bring his son, Shear Jashub, to go see Ahaz.
所以神就要他这个他儿子啊，这示雅述在以赛亚书里面一句话没讲。
Now actually, Shear Jashub did not say one word in the book of Isaiah.
但是他的名字呢？就是那个 message.
Yet his very name is the message.
就要告诉这个亚哈斯。
It is to tell Ahaz.
你非要回来不可。
You must return.
你要回到主面前。
You must return before the Lord.
所以也是这个是神的警告。
And this is also a warning from God.
那么等到 第三节，你看它的题目说的往下扎根。
Now the third box is to take root downward.
什么叫做往下扎根呢
？Now what does it mean to take root downward?
就是你好久没有往下扎根。
That is, it has been a long time you have not taken root downward.
那这个等一会我们会稍微仔细一点说。
Later on, we'll get into more detail about this.
所以你看这个它前面第一章、第七章、第三十七章都是。神心里面的一个悲痛。
Therefore, when we see these first stations, chapter 1, chapter 7, chapter 37, this is the pain, the ache that is in the heart of God.
是。那然后呢，这个40章有一个很大家都熟悉的一句话。
And in chapter 40, there is these words that we're very familiar with.
那就是什么呢？就是说，我们都会疲倦的。
What does that say? That says we all will be weary and faint.
连年轻人都会疲倦。
And even the youth shall faint and be weary.
但是呢，等候耶和华的必重新得力。
But that they wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
他会像鹰一样带了翅膀飞起来。
And they shall mount up with wings as eagle.
他奔跑不会疲倦。
And they shall run and be not weary.
他行走不会疲乏。
And they shall walk and not faint.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是从第一章一直到第四十章啊。
So brothers and sisters, from chapter 1 to chapter 40,
都是说到神心里面的。
It all speaks about the pain, the sorrow that is in the heart of God.
那里头大部分的以色列犹大的百姓不在乎的。
And a great majority of the people of Judah, the people does not consider.
从历史上来讲，以色列百姓是不在乎。
And historically speaking, at that time, the people of Israel was no longer.
那现在犹大的百姓也不在乎。
But now, even the people of Judah, they pay no attention.
这是神所说的。
And this is what God speaks himself.
但是呢在这个前面这四章里面呢，神就开始要叫以色列的百姓。
But even during these four stops, God continues to call out to the people.
那渔民啊，要归回。
Remnant, you must return.
你们要往下扎根。
You must take root downward.
呀、yeah, ，然后你们若走对了的话，你们要等候耶和华的话，必定会重新得力。
If you do that which is right and you wait upon the Lord, your strength shall be renewed.
然后。在第42章开始啊，神就把他的儿子带出来了。
And then starting from chapter 42, God shows us his son.
他说，看啊，我的仆人。
He says, behold, my servant.
在这个以前呢，人只能够，你摸到神心意的人只能在那里悲哀。
Now, before this point, all those, even those who touch the heart of God, they can only be in sorrow.
他们可以跟随神，可是呢，他们没有真正的里头，有人来带领他。
They would be able to follow God, but yet there's no one from within that's able to lead them onward.
那42章呢？神就说：“看啊，我的仆人。”
And chapter 42, God says, "Behold, my servant."
那意思就是说，以前你们没人带领。
That is to say, before no one is to lead you.
现在有人要带领。
But now one is to lead you.
那这个人谁呢
？And who is this one?
这个人是我的仆人。
And this one is my servant.
那弟兄姊妹
，Now brothers and sisters,
神在。42章以前就慢慢慢慢地把他的儿子显出来。
Before chapter 42, God continues to hint and show us about his son.
在神要以赛亚带他的儿子去见亚哈斯的时候。
Even at the time when God wanted Isaiah to bring his son to see Ahaz.
那神就开始讲一句话。
Now even then, God spoke these words.
就是必有童女。怀孕生子
，and there would be a sign that the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son.
他的名字叫做以马内利
，and you shall call his name Emmanuel.
所以弟兄姊妹，在那个时候，耶和华就慢慢慢慢把他的儿子带出来。
So brothers and sisters, even at the beginning, God continues to show us his son gradually.
那么然后呢，在以赛亚书第九章
，and then in Isaiah chapter 9,
他就把他这个儿子呢带出来。作为他的光
God shows us even more about his son. His son is to be the light.
人有坐在死荫幽谷的人现在看见了大光。
And now those who sit in the shadow of death, they're able to see a great light shine upon them.
那几节之后就说啊。
And then later on in chapter 9 it says,
有一个子要为你们而生。
For unto us a child is born.
Yeah, 那个在他的肩膀上神的政权要在他肩膀上。
And unto us a son is given and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
对他的名称为奇妙。
And his name shall be called wonderful.
测试。
Counselor.
全能的神
Almighty God,
永在的父
Eternal Father,
和平的君
The Prince of Peace.
好了，然后他就不讲了
And then it stops.
所以感谢主，在第42章他说，看待我的仆人之前
We thank the Lord because before chapter 42 when he says, Behold, my servant.
他慢慢把他儿子带出来。
After that, he continues to show us more of his son.
感谢主。你看我们所以当初啊那个他说啊你们这个渔民要归回。
We thank the Lord even at the beginning when God says, The remnant shall return.
归回到哪里啊
?To return where?
主说你们要往下扎根。
When God says you shall take root downward,
扎根到哪里啊
?Where do you take root?
是不是这个是有鼓励但是呢那个做起来很难。
There's encouragement there, but it is very difficult in that action to take root.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
慢慢把他的儿子带出来。
The Lord gradually shows us his son.
那到42章里头很强力的就说看到我的仆人。
In chapter 42, very strongly he proclaims, Behold, my servant.
以前是看不见的。
Before we cannot see this.
现在是看见了。
But now we see.
看啊我的仆人。
Behold, my servant.
感谢主从那以后啊。
We thank the Lord from that point on.
这些剩余之民有希望了。
This remnant now has hope.
那从那个时候那个以后啊这个他的仆人就一直在这个故事里面。
Thank the Lord from this point on, then the servant appears in this story.
那慢慢这些个剩余之民啊。
Then gradually this remnant,
有人带了。
There is one to lead them onward.
那他们可以跟随了。
They're able to follow.
以赛亚是53章。
In Isaiah chapter 53,
是大家都很熟悉的。
We're very familiar with this.
可是以赛亚是53章到了最后啊。
But at the very end of Isaiah 53,
第十节
verse 10,
他说这个神的仆人和神的羔羊。
It says this servant of God, the Lamb of God.
那他们呢是赎罪祭。
He is to be the atonement.
那神呢是乐意把他们压伤。
And it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
乐意把他压伤。
Pleased the Lord to bruise him.
那然后他说。
And then he says.
他说他必看见后裔。
That he shall see his seed.
弟兄姊妹，后裔是谁呀？
Brothers and sisters, who is the seed?
这位仆人的后裔是谁啊
？Who is the seed of this servant？
这位羔羊的后裔是谁啊
？Who is the seed of this lamb？
但是感谢主
，We thank the Lord，
就是这一批跟随他的人。
It is this group who follows him。
好了，然后呢，就开始啊。
And then we continue。
那个在以赛亚书61章，这个神的仆人啊，这位神的仆人啊，就开始把责任交托给。这些剩余之民。
Then the servant of the Lord will continue to delegate his responsibility to his servants.
对，他开始把责任交给他们。
He is able to entrust this responsibility to his servants.
那教他们做什么呢？
To tell them to do what?
我想其实是可能还蛮多的，可是我就捡了这几个很显明的东西。
Now I think there are many possibilities, but I chose a few very apparent ones.
Yeah, 第一个事情就是说他要叫他们做公义树。
The first is to have them to be trees of righteousness.
Yeah, 做公义树。
To be trees of righteousness.
那公义树的目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of these trees of righteousness?
公义树就是要让神得荣耀。
These trees of righteousness is in order to glorify God.
他们这个公义树不是在洛杉矶的，也不是在旧金山的，也不是在东岸的，不。这个公义树是在西安的。
Now, this trees of righteousness is not in Los Angeles, not in the Bay Area, and not in the East Coast. It is in Zion.
在西安的。
It is in Zion.
我们今天的话来讲，就是在他神的教会里面。
So in other words, in today's terms, that means it is in the church.
那神就要他们做公义树。
And God desires for his servants to be the trees of righteousness.
目的是要神得荣耀。
It is in order to glorify God.
那在两章之后呢，这是62章。
Later on in Isaiah 62.
那有一句话大家其实也很多弟兄姊妹也听过。
There are these words that we're very familiar with.
就是这个神的仆人啊。这神的仆人弟兄姊妹你知道是谁了
Now,
神的仆人就是我们的主耶稣
We know this Behold my servant The servant of the Lord Is the Lord God, our Lord Jesus himself
这个神的仆人他的眼睛在看到耶路撒冷
And this very servant of God His eye is on Jerusalem
他自己是不歇息 要让耶路撒冷成为光。
And he himself does not sleep or slumber until Jerusalem is a light.
要让耶路撒冷的救恩成为亮光。
And so that the salvation of Jerusalem can be a light.
成为火炬。
To be a torch.
然后他说。
And then he says.
他说我要在这个耶路撒冷的城墙上啊。安排守望的。
He says, I will set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem.
那这些墙上守望的人呢，他们是自己，他们不能休息的。
And therefore, the watchmen that set upon the walls, they themselves cannot slumber or sleep.
他们不但自己不能休息，而且他们不让神休息。
Not only do they not rest, but they also do not give God rest.
一直等到神使耶路撒冷成为在地上可赞美的。
And give him no rest until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
所以弟兄这边你看，这个时候这一位神的仆人，这位基督啊，他把这个责任交托给这些个圣余之民。
So brothers and sisters, we see the servant of God, Christ himself, entrust this responsibility to the remnants to be the watchman.
你们要做锡安的公义树。
That you are to be the trees of righteousness in Zion.
你们要做耶路撒冷城上的守望。
You are to be watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem.
一直到耶路撒冷成为在地上可赞美。
Until Jerusalem is made a praise in the earth.
就用我们今天的话讲。
Now, today's words.
就是神啊，要把一个责任交给这些人。
That is, God has entrusted a responsibility to this group.
你们的生命要成长。
That your life must grow.
基督的生命要在你们里头。
That the life of Christ in you must increase.
长起来，别人看见，别人说这就是锡安。
So that when you grow and mature, others are able to see this is Zion.
那你要为了耶路撒冷，为了神的教会，你要做守望。
And for Jerusalem, for the church of God, you must be a watchman.
你要看神对教会的感觉是如何。
And you must see what is God's feeling toward the church.
你不能够休息。
You cannot rest.
你要一直祷告。
You continue to pray.
你要让神不休息。
And you give God no rest.
只等到神让他自己的教会在地上成为可赞美。
Until God makes his own church on earth a praise.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是基督交给这些个渔民的责任。
This is the responsibility that Christ has entrusted to the remnant.
那然后再下去。
And then we continue on.
65章。
Chapter 65.
快到最后了。
Until the end.
那神说什么呢？
What does God say?
这是神说的，这不是这个仆人说的，这是神说的。
Now it is not the servant who speaks, but it is the Lord God who speaks.
神说啊，他说我有个葡萄园。
God says, I have a vineyard.
没有一颗好葡萄。
There is no good cluster.
那我想把它铲了。
And I'm going to destroy it.
可是我找到了一串好葡萄。
But now I found a good cluster.
那这个葡萄呢，好的葡萄呢，可以做成新酒。
And this good cluster that he found can be new wine.
那因为这一串好葡萄的缘故。
And because of this good cluster.
我就不把我的葡萄园铲了。
Then I will not destroy the vineyard.
然后他说。
And then he says.
我不是讲葡萄。
I'm not speaking of the grape, the wine, the cluster.
我是讲我的众仆人。
But I'm speaking of my servants.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是62章。
This is Isaiah 62.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看神的心是多么的迫切，可以找到一些人听到的话。
So brothers and sisters, we see how anxious the heart of God is to find those who would hearken to his voice.
走他的路。
To go on his way.
做他的见证。
To be his testimony.
是不是、
right?
神给我们开了一条路。
Now God has opened up that way for us.
我们不是没有路的人。
We are those with a way.
最后第66章。
At the very end, chapter 66.
神说啊，天是我的座位。
Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne.
地是我的脚凳。
And the earth is my footstool.
哪里我可以找到我安息的地方？
Where is the house that you built unto me that is the place of my rest?
那我在这些人身上找到。
But I can find it upon these.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these?
他们是忧伤痛悔。
Those who are poor and of a contrite spirit,
因我的话而战惊的人，
and trembleth at my word.
所以亲爱的主，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是以赛亚书里面这一条路。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the trail that is in the book of Isaiah.
所以我们想用往下往起往下的时间呢，我们每一个这个 picture 好，每一个图画我们走进去。
So in the time that we have together, I'd like to share in each picture with brothers and sisters.
那每一个图画呢，我盼望可以跟弟兄姊妹解释主在说什么。
And in each of these pictures, I desire to expound with brothers and sisters what the Lord God is saying.
其实每个图画都很有意思，比如是第一个图画里面有耶和华，有这个他的百姓，还一头牛，还一个驴。
Now each of this picture is a very descriptive. For example, in picture one, we see the Lord God, we see His people. There is an ox and there is a donkey.
那谁看见这个图画呢？
And who is able to see such a picture?
谁听见他讲话呢？
And who is able to hear God speak?
以赛亚。
Isaiah.
所以他就把它记下来。
So Isaiah wrote these words.
所以今天我们在看这个图画的时候呢，
So today when we look at this picture,
盼望我们能走进去。
May we enter into it.
以赛亚看到的，你我也需要看到。
What Isaiah saw, both you and I must see.
所以这是我们盼望每一个图画我们这样看它。
So we desire to take a look at each of these pictures.
那还有呢，它这个图画呢，说实话，当你想，当我想的时候，那对我们是有 message。
Truth be told, when we look at each of these pictures, there's a message for each one of us, both you and me.
对，所以我们就想，除了我们解释这个图画之外呢，也想解释一下，也想看一看到底给我们告诉我们什么。
So aside from expounding on these pictures, each one, we want to see what is the message, the word that God has for each one of us.
对，那是这样哈，我跟弟兄姊妹说呢，这只是以赛亚书，以赛亚书像个大森林一样，这个就是一条路而已。
Now when we look at the book of Isaiah, it's like a giant forest, but all these pictures are to be a guide for us as a trail.
可是这条路呢，可以让你从头走到尾。
But this trail, this picture can lead us from the beginning of the book to the end.
那以赛亚书呢，曾经提到了，比如说埃及，比如说亚述，比如说很多巴比伦，提到很多别的东西，别的地方。
Now, there are many other things mentioned in the book of Isaiah, like Egypt and Assyria and Babylon.
但是呢，神的心呢 ，somehow 对他自己的百姓呢，有一个特别的感情。
Yet the heart of God is very unique, special toward His own people.
呀，有一个特别的期望。
And a very special expectation, hope for His people.
有一句话呢是这么讲的。
And there is these words here that speaks of that.
在19章里面有一句话。
In Isaiah chapter 19, there are these words.
19章最后一句话。
The last words in chapter 19 of Isaiah.
他说，埃及呢，是我的百姓。
It says that Egypt is my people.
那么亚述呢，是我手中的工作。
And that Assyria is the work of my hands.
但是以色列呢，是我的产业。
But Israel, my inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句话很有意思。
So brothers and sisters, these words are very meaningful.
神爱埃及人。
God loves the Egyptians.
正像神爱以色列人。
Just as He loves the Israelites.
他是我的百姓。
They're my people.
那么神也看重这个亚述为他所做的工作。
God also puts weight upon the work of Assyria that they do for him.
也正像神看以色列的百姓为他所做的事一样。
Just as God views the work of the hands of the people of Israel for him.
但是神说，以色列是我的产业。
But God calls Israel my inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫以色列是我的产业？
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean, Israel my inheritance?
他说以色列要代表我。
Because Israel is to represent me.
你今天开一家店了。
Now, if you're opening a store,
你那个店上有个牌子。
And there is this, your sign on the storefront.
比如说牌子上面写诸暨。
And then it says, True Store.
Yeah, 诸暨，那就是说朱家的店。
And so, True Store, this is the store that belongs to the True Family.
所以财产要代表这个主人的。
And so the possession, the inheritance represents the owner.
那耶和华说，以色列是我的产业。
Now, therefore, the Lord God says, Israel, mine inheritance.
神没有说埃及是我的产业。
God did not call Egypt His inheritance.
因为埃及跟那个我们耶和华神距离很远。
Because Egypt is far from our Lord God.
我不是说距离，我就是说他们的心和他们的成长。
It is not the distance, but it's their heart and their growth is far from the heart of God.
那亚述的心 和神的心也是有一段距离。
Likewise, the heart of Assyria is far distance from the heart of God.
但是以色列是我抱大的。
But Israel, I have raised.
是我抱大的。
I have brought up.
以色列是我的产业。
Israel, my inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这里神对以色列对犹大一个特别的要求。
Therefore, God has a special requirement upon the people of Israel.
你们要代表我。
You represent me.
用今天的话来讲。
In today's words,
就是你们是我的见证。
You're my testimony.
其实你们是我的见证，这句话就是写在以赛亚书里。
And in fact, even these words, you're my testimony, are written in the book of Isaiah.
对，以赛亚书43、44章。
In Isaiah 43, 44.
我造你们是要为了我的荣耀。
I have called you for my glory.
那你们要做我的，你们是我的见证。
And I've created you for my glory. You're my testimony.
你们是我的产业。
You're my inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，这些话是跟谁说的呢
？Brothers and sisters, who are these words spoken to?
若是我们今天跟他毫无关系，他不会跟我们讲。
If we have nothing to do with him, he would not say this to us.
今天他的话是跟你说，跟我说的。
But today he is speaking these words to you and to me.
我们是他的见证。
We are his testimony.
我们是他的产业。
We're his inheritance.
我们是他为了他的荣耀而造的。
And we are created for his glory.
有一个责任在我们的身上。
There is a responsibility upon us.
所以感谢主，这个是我想神在这一条路上，渔民、仆人、他自己的仆人带出许多众仆人尽他的责任。
So we thank the Lord. It is from the remnant to his servant, and his servant will be bringing forth many servants to lead us onto those responsibilities.
对。那他呢是神是有一个期望。
And to him, God has this expectation.
你们是我的产业。
You are my inheritance.
你们是我的见证。
You are my testimony.
你们是我为我的荣耀所造的。
And you have been created for my glory.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好，那另外一点我想在一开始我跟大家讲哈。那个我们交通这条路的话呢你不能停在这儿的。
There's another point we must be clear on as we begin. As we fellowship, we cannot remain stationary there.
你不能说某年某月某日我听了一个弟兄说的一条路，我把这条路看完了，以赛亚书我都知道了。
And we cannot say one day, oh, on this date, I heard a brother share on this trail in Isaiah, and I went through it, and that's it.
以赛亚书这只不过中间一条路而已。
That is not all. This is only a trail to lead us into the book of Isaiah.
那当我们走过这条路有点熟悉的时候，你每一次去的时候，你可以到四周围走走，那以赛亚书就很容易，比较容易可以把它全部都看。
This trail is merely to lead us into it. Later on, when we get into the richness of it, when we're on this trail, we can go and explore to the left, to the right, throughout the whole book.
对，所以感谢主，我想这次是，我想是主给我里面的一点负担。
And so I thank the Lord. This is the burden He has placed upon me for this time together.
对，所以第一，那么我想主要让我们知道他对百姓有一个路。
So first, God desires for his people to know there is a path, a trail.
那些不在乎的，他这个整个以赛亚书是写给他自己百姓的。有些人不在乎，那神也就算了。
Now, in the entire book of Isaiah, it is written for his people, but there are some who have no regard for it. They put it aside.
Yeah.但是呢，他的寄盼望呢，是在乎的人身上。
But God's hope, His expectation is for those who regard His words.
对，好，那我们现在，Can we? Oh, this is English. 中文已经 changed. Okay, good. 好，我想大家都会看英文哈。
Now we switch the slide to English, and many of us can read the English.
好，那我们现在一个一个 picture 来看。
So now we'll share and expound on each of these pictures.
那第一个是呢，就是对他另外一个地方，我想跟弟兄姊妹讲哈。这个他一开始那个第一章里面一开始他说，以赛亚是在这四个王的时候他做先知。
So in chapter 1 it tells us that Isaiah was a prophet during the days of these four kings.
那前面这四个地方哈 ，the remnant， 还有这个示雅述，那还有那个37章一直到40章，都是以赛亚眼睛可以看得见的事，都是在那个时候或者那个以前的事。
Now, in the first four pictures from the remnant and Shir Jashub and taking root downward and gaining new strength, these are things that Isaiah can visibly see, either that has happened or is happening.
对, 第一个图画就是 牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，这个图画是讲到历史，以色列的历史。
So in the chapter 1, these words, when Isaiah says that the ox knows its owner and the donkey knows its master's crib, this speaks on the history of Israel.
第七章呢，是这个示亚亚述呢，那个是在亚哈斯做王的时候。
So chapter 7 is current events when King Ahaz was reigning when he took his son, Jashub to see him.
对，第37章那个往下扎根呢，那个是在西西家做王的时候。
And in chapter 37, when he is told to take root downward, is during the reign of Hezekiah.
对，那等到西西家快要死的时候呢，这个。 以赛亚已经做先知做了60年了。
Now, upon nearing the death of Hezekiah, Isaiah has already been a prophet for over 60 years during that time.
所以呢，后来他是说这个重新得力啊，那个讲这段故事的时候，那个也是他自己亲眼看见的。
So in chapter 40, when it says to renew our strength, that is also something he experienced currently at that time.
但是从42章以后，他说：“看啊，我的仆人，这个是以后的事儿。”
But starting from chapter 42, behold, my servant, these are the things to come.
所以那个是盼望，那是他前面的盼望。
That is the hope. That is the hope that is before him.
好，那我们现在回到第一个 picture， 好吧，第一个图。
So now we'll go back to the first picture.
那许多的事情我都跟弟兄姊妹说了。I've
mentioned many of these points with brothers and sisters.
那个弟兄姊妹，他这里讲到哈，那个这个以赛亚这个时候说，他说这个我的民不留意啊这件事。So
here in chapter 1, when Isaiah says, "My people does not consider."
那他说。 牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽。
The ox knows its master, the donkey knows its master's crib.
以前我做年轻的基督徒的时候，我是觉得，哎呀，这个神是说这些百姓不好，百姓比牛还不如，比驴还不如。
Before, when I was a younger Christian, I thought the Lord is comparing the people to the ox and the donkey, that they're not even as good as the ox or the donkey.
可是我仔细想想，我后来一直读下去，我觉得不是这样。
But as I continue to read and meditate, I discover this is not the case.
神很爱那头牛，很爱那头驴。Because
God loves that ox, God loves that donkey.
他巴不得我们都像那个牛，都像那个驴。And
He desired for us to be like that ox and the donkey.
这个牛的特点在哪儿？
Now, what is the uniqueness of this donkey?
牛呢，他说牛呢是认识主人。Because
the ox knows its master.
他不会到别人那儿去问该怎么样。Now,
this ox would not go to another master to ask, what should I do?
那这个驴呢，是认识主人的槽。And
this donkey knows its master's crib.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你若是喂他在，你若是别人，你说是你喂他一点什么，他不会吃你的。Now,
if others were to feed this donkey, he would not eat what you're feeding him.
他只有在他主人那儿去吃东西。But
he will only feed in his master's crib.
他只有在主人那儿。
And he would only approach his master for provision.
所以神是很爱这头牛，很爱这头驴。
So God dearly loves this ox, this donkey.
巴不得这些个他自己的百姓都像这个牛，像这个驴。
And he desires for his people to be as this ox and this donkey.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
到新约马太福音看的时候,
when we see this in the Gospel according to Matthew,
我们主耶稣也很喜欢那个牛，很喜欢驴。
And our Lord Jesus himself likes to use the ox and the donkey.
我们记得这个马太福音大概是13章啊, 那主耶稣说, 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这来。
And so we remember in Matthew 11 there it says, the Lord says that those who are heavy laden will come unto me.
对，他说, 你们要与我同轭,
and that you to be yoked together with me.
对，那么与我同轭。 所以主耶稣给我们的这一个图画呢，是两头牛。
And therefore, the picture which the Lord Himself gives us to take my yoke upon you is a pair of ox.
那这个轭呢, 是有两个洞的,
so this yoke has two holes to yoke on this ox.
是大牛在一个洞, 小牛在另外一个洞,
and so the experienced ox in one, under one, on the same yoke, and then the young bull in the other side of the yoke.
感谢主, 这个小牛啊, 也喜欢耕田。
And we thank the Lord because this young bull also likes to cultivate the land.
可是他不知道,
but
怎么跟,
he does not know how to do so.
那旁边有个什么人, 有个什么事情呢, 他就看,
and he, whenever there is some distraction, he will turn his head.
那看到一个有趣的东西呢, 就要追,
and when there is something interesting, he will try to chase after
那这个大牛呢,
it.
就把他, 带到旁边,
and this more older experienced ox will take this younger ox on, together.
所以这个叫做与主同轭,
and this to be take my yoke, to be yoked together with our Lord.
我们的主呢,
and so our Lord dearly loves this ox.
这个驴呢?
This donkey.
你记得当主最后一次进耶路撒冷的时候,
you know, on the last entry of our Lord when he entered Jerusalem.
那主就叫他的那个门徒啊, 说你进去, 你若是看到那边有一头驴, 还有一头小驴, 你就把它牵来。
And the Lord told his disciples to go in, and when you see the donkey and the colt there, and you take them.
那若是人家问你, 你为什么要签呢?
And when others ask you, why are you taking them?
你跟他们讲, 主要用它。
Your answer to them, you tell them, the Lord has need of them.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣, 他用牛, 他用驴, 告诉我们, 我们怎么样来忠心于他。
Our Lord Jesus uses the ox and the donkey to explain to us, to show us how we are faithful to him.
那我们怎么样来学习 discipline?
So how we learn discipline.
所以感谢主, 这个, 所以啊, 弟兄姊妹, 牛和驴不是要让我们小看的。
So brothers and sisters, we ought not to look lightly upon here as the ox or the donkey.
在全地都没人要听他的时候,
when throughout the land no one wants to listen to the Lord God.
牛认识他的主人,
but the ox knows its master.
驴认识他主人的草,
and the donkey knows its master's crib.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
你知道这个, 这是第一章哈,
this is chapter 1.
等到来到第六章啊,
chapter 6.
有一个第六章, 这以赛亚在殿里面看到耶和华神高高坐在宝座上。
And in chapter 6, Isaiah sees the Lord God sitting high upon his throne.
这一段很多弟兄姊妹很熟的。
And many brothers and sisters are very familiar with this passage.
我们记得这个沙拉佛啊, 就拿了个火炭, 去烫了一下这个, 这个洁净了这个以赛亚的嘴唇。
And we know then the seraphim took the burning coal from the altar to touch the lips of Isaiah to cleanse his lips.
因为以赛亚说，他说我是个嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的人中。
That is because Isaiah says that I'm those with unclean lips upon those living amongst those with unclean lips.
那神说，他说我们可以差遣谁呢？ 谁愿意被差遣呢？
But when the Lord God says, whom shall we send?
以赛亚说，我愿意。
And Isaiah says, send me.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这一段我们都很熟悉的。
So we're very familiar with these words.
可是你若是继续的看下去啊,
but when we continue to read on,
有一个蛮奇怪的事,
there is something very strange.
耶和华跟以赛亚说,
the Lord God says to Isaiah,
说这些百姓啊, 你要去跟他们讲啊, 他们有耳朵要听啊, 可是听不见的。
These people that you will speak for them to hear, but they will understand not.
他们眼睛要看的, 是看不见的。
They will see indeed, but they perceive not.
你要叫他们油蒙了心。
And the heart is, people, the heart of the people is fat.
你耳朵发沉,
and their ears are heavy.
他们听不见你的,
and they cannot hear you.
弟兄姊妹什么意思?
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
那意思就是说, 神跟以赛亚说, 你现在做我的先知, 你去跟百姓讲话, 他们不会听你的。
That is God saying to Isaiah, you're my prophet and you will speak to my people, yet they will not hear you.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是很奇怪的事。
So brothers and sisters, this seems very odd.
是不是? 非常奇怪。 我记得我年轻的时候, 每次读到这边, 我不懂。
Is that strange?
主耶稣, 耶和华神为什么这样讲?
I remember when I was young, I read this passage and I can never understand what is the Lord God saying.
可是感谢主, 当我们知道这个, 耶和华, 当他跟以赛亚讲这些事情的时候，他心里怎么感觉？
But we thank the Lord God because what is the sentiment that is in the heart of God when He's speaking these words to Isaiah?
以色列不认识我。
that Israel does not know me.
我的名不留意。
My people does not consider.
所以他跟以赛亚讲，没有人会听你。
And so he says to Isaiah, no one will hear you.
感谢主，但是我们耶和华说一句废话吗？
But we thank the Lord, would he speak any words of waste?
但是以赛亚那个时候心里就明白了。
At that time, the heart of Isaiah understood.
不管我的百姓，神的百姓听不听？
Regardless if my people will hear or not.
我要把神的心说出来。
Yet,
我要把神的意说出来。
Nevertheless, I must speak forth the word of God to share the desire that is in the heart of God.
神的话要让百姓从昏暗里面出来。
Because the word of God is to deliver his people from dimness, from darkness.
Yeah, 要让他们来看见光。
It is for them to see the light.
让他们来看到神的心意。
It is for them to see the heart of God.
让他们来看见神有一条路让他们走。
So that the people can see there is this way that the Lord desires for them to go on.
让他们看见神有一个旨意要成就。
So that they would see there is a will that God desires to be done.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我相信。以赛亚后来的侍奉就是这样。
I believe that is the service, the ministry of Isaiah.
所以当我们看到以赛亚书，他从那个时候开始一直到最后。
So we see from Isaiah from that point on all the way to the end.
神是有一条路的。
There is a way, a trail.
有人要来带的。
There is someone to lead us on this way.
有人要来 assign.
And there is someone that is assigned there.
Assign 这个责任。
There is assigned responsibilities.
这些人会好好跟的。
And those will follow on faithfully.
感谢主，这些人有一天成为耶和华的新酒。
And we thank God, those who follow will become the new wine to the Lord God.
让耶和华心喜悦。
So that it will bring gladness to his heart.
让耶和华的百姓有盼望。
So there will be hope to the people of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以你看我们就是看，第一章到第六章，我们的心里就知道，耶和华的心是很伤痛的。
So brothers and sisters, when we read Isaiah 1 to chapter 6, we can see the pain that is in the heart of the Lord God.
但是我们的神是有忍耐。
But our Lord is patient.
我们神有无限的智慧。
And he has infinite wisdom.
他有一天他把儿子送下来。
That one day he will give us his son.
带领这些人往前。
To lead this group forward.
就第二幅图画
The second picture.
就第二幅图画我刚刚跟弟兄姊妹说了
As I mentioned with brothers and sisters earlier.
耶和华神
There is the Lord God.
那以赛亚
Isaiah.
他的儿子
His son.
约哈斯
And Ahaz.
是约哈斯
Ahaz.
约哈斯对
Ahaz.
What is Ahaz? 约哈斯 Chinese. 对不起我看中文叫什么约哈斯亚哈斯对不起亚哈斯这个亚哈斯啊那个时候他们这些王哈就是说亚哈斯说每一次啊这个大马士过来就把我们打败
And so, the history of Ahaz is that each time when Damascus comes to war with us, they always defeat us.
所以大马士的神啊比我的神有能力
And so, the gods of Damascus are mightier than our God.
所以我们要拜这个大马色的神。
So we must worship the gods of Damascus.
他这个时候，当耶和华跟他说话，差遣以赛亚跟他说话，我不知道这件事情发生了没有。可是当然，耶和华知道所有的人做的所有的事。
Now, well, I don't know exactly if this has already taken place, but of course, the Lord God knows our heart and all that is to come.
对。耶和华知道我们的心
And God knows our heart.
他知道亚哈斯的心
And he knows the heart of Ahaz.
所以他叫以赛亚带着儿子去 send 这个 message.
And so, God tells Isaiah, bring your son as the message to Ahaz.
所以这个以赛亚就问他说你呀跟神要个兆头。
And so, Isaiah asked Ahaz to ask for a sign from the Lord God.
这个亚哈斯非常属灵啊。
So Ahaz was very spiritual.
他说我不试探神。
Now I would not test God.
那神就要以赛亚说你不试探神你都是假的。
And so the Lord God, told Isaiah to tell Ahaz, you're, on pretense that you don't want to test God.
所以他告诉我要给你一个兆头。
So I will give you a sign.
就是一个童女要怀孕生子。
And this sign is a virgin shall conceive a child.
所以感谢主，那个时候的王，那个时候的百姓，就是这么样一个情形。
And this was the condition of Judah and the king at that time.
所以耶和华说。
And so the Lord God said.
说你啊，要归回。
You must return.
那么等到第十章的时候
，And so in chapter 10,
第十章的时候，那个话呢，耶和华的话就说得更清楚了。
And so the word of the Lord God is even more clear in chapter 10.
他说，渔民要归回全能的神。
The remnant shall return unto the mighty God.
这个是相对于亚述而言。
And this is in a relative to Assyria.
耶和华跟他们说，说是你不要怕亚述。
And so when God spoke these words, He's speaking, do not fear Assyria.
我一天就要把它解决。
I will even destroy them in a single day.
但是你要归回全能的神。
But you must return unto the mighty God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我心里觉得很有意思。
I think this is very meaningful.
耶和华没有说那个渔民要归回耶路撒冷。
The Lord God did not say the remnant shall return unto Jerusalem.
他没有说。
He did not say that.
他说归回全能的神。
But the remnant shall return unto the mighty God.
所以耶和华对他们的期望是远超过你回耶路撒冷而已。
So this is the hope of the Lord God far surpassed to return to Jerusalem.
当然回耶路撒冷是差不多100多年以后的事。
Of course, their actual return unto Jerusalem will be more than 100 years later.
对，被掳和归回都是那个时候的事。
And their captivity and their return from exile is later on.
可是要点是，耶和华要他的百姓回到全能的神。
But the key is that God desires for His people to return unto the mighty God.
弟兄姊妹，还有，
Brothers and
sisters, 若是只是回到耶路撒冷的话。那跟你跟我没有什么太大关系。
If we just return unto Jerusalem, that has not too much to do with both you and me.
但是归回全能的神就是跟你跟我有关系。
But when it says to return unto the mighty God, that has a great deal to do with us.
这成为不是一个历史的事。
Because then this is not just a historical event.
也不是一个将来的事。
It is not a thing to come.
这是今天的事。
But it is a matter of today.
今天你我就要归回全能的神。
Today, you and I, we must return unto Almighty God.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，
so, brothers and sisters,
你知道这个是神给叫以赛亚啊告诉那个他百姓。
You know, this is what God desires for Isaiah to tell his people.
那就是我们刚才说了，同时呢，那个耶和华神告诉他，我的儿子要来。
So at the same time, God says that my son shall be will come.
他的名字叫以马内利。
And his name shall be Emmanuel.
对对，那原来呢，神跟我们人之间距离很远的。
Now, that is originally our distance from God is very far.
当他儿子来的时候
，But when his son has come，
就把这个距离没有了。
Now it will remove this distance.
我们的神在我们的里面。
Because God is in us.
我们也在我们的神里面。
And we are in our God.
中间没有距离了。
There is no more barrier.
是 Emmanuel。
Emmanuel.
那还有一个关于这个光。
And there is also this matter of light.
他说，奇妙测试全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, Eternal Father, the Prince of Peace.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你若是那个时候的人
，If we were the people of that day，
你根本没有办法解释这什么意思。
We cannot understand what all this means.
是不是什么叫做Wonderful， 什么叫做奇妙
？What does it mean to be wonderful？
什么叫测试
？What does it mean to be counselor？
什么叫全能的神
？What does it mean to be Almighty God？
不大知道。
We don't know much about that。
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord。
他的儿子来了。
When his son has come。
我们看他的时候就知道什么叫做全能的神了。
Well, when we see the son, we understand what is the Almighty God。
我们看到他的时候就知道什么叫做永在的父。
When we see the Son, we understand what is the Eternal Father.
我们看到他，我们知道什么叫做和平的君。
And when we see the Son, we know what is the Prince of Peace.
当我们全部想起来的话，我们就知道什么叫做奇妙。
And when we comprehend all of this, then we come to understand what is wonderful.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这句话很难解释。
It is very difficult to explain this.
但是你若是经过困难的话
，But when we ever go through hardship。
你就知道这句话什么意思。
We will come to really experience these words.
我跟弟兄姊妹为了要解释这个，我跟弟兄姊妹做一个比方。
And so, in order to explain this, I'll give you an illustration.
我两年以前，我很多弟兄姊妹知道，两年以前我知道我害了癌。
And so many brothers and sisters know. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer.
那我当我知道我害了癌的时候啊，我根本就不知道什么叫做害癌。
And when I had cancer, I didn't really grab hold of this matter to deal with cancer.
当然我知道，you know, 我的孩子们都在为我帮忙，为我祷告。我也知道这医生到头来，我知道这个 从病的角度来看，什么叫做 cancer？
So from an illness perspective, I know what it means to have cancer, and I know my children, my family, they're praying for me.
但是从人的人生来讲，从我到底有没有以后来讲，什么意思呢？
But as for me, what is the perspective of life? What is my future? What does that all mean?
感谢主，那个。所以我在主面前等候了好几天。
So I thank the Lord. I waited before Him a few days.
那主就教我怎么样祷告。
And the Lord taught me how to pray.
所以我就跟主说。
So I said to the Lord.
我说主啊，你若是要接我走的话呢
？I said, Lord, if you're to take me.
我很高兴。
I'm very joyful.
当然我很感谢主，那时候我孩子已经大了。
Now I thank the Lord. At that time, all my children are grown.
那么我的妻子呢？她是跟从主的人。
And my wife is one who follows the Lord.
那我知道他们是。In good hand.
And so I know they are in good hands.
所以我说主啊，你要接我去的话 ，I'm ready.
And so I say to the Lord, Lord, if you're to take me, I'm ready.
可是你要是不接我去的话
，But I said, Lord, if you do not take me,
你要得要给我健康。
Now you must give me health.
你要给我力量。
You must give me strength.
像我，让我以后像以前一样可以服侍你。
So that I can serve you in the future, just as I've served in the past.
感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
当我这样祷告了以后
And when I pray in this manner,
我所有的怕都没了
Now, there is no more fear.
所有的为 cancer 的担心都没了
There is no care, concern about this cancer.
那么所以他是测试就是我们中文叫做测试
So he is the counselor. In the Chinese translation, he is the counselor who plans.
什么叫测试呢
And so what does it mean, counselor who plans?
测试解决你的问题
And who strategizes. He is the one who will take care of your problem.
解决了我的问题
And he solved my problem, my issue.
两个月以后我去开刀啊
Two months later when I went for the operation.
把那个前列腺开了
And so I had the surgery on the prostate.
那开的时候呢医生发觉就是前列腺的旁边就是膀胱里头还有一个癌。
And they discover when they performed the surgery on the prostate, there next to it, the bladder, there was cancer tumors on the bladder.
对，那个癌呢，跟这个癌是不完全两回事。
And so that cancer with my first diagnosis of cancer and this what they found was completely different.
所以开刀之后，他跟我太太讲。
After they saw this, they said to my wife.
跟我儿子他们讲。
And they spoke to my children, my sons.
他们也不跟我讲。
They did not tell me.
他们那怕我的吓坏了。
They are afraid that they would frighten me.
然后晚上啊。
So in the evening.
那他们就慢慢我太太就跟我讲了。
And so later on, my wife told me.
当然我是蛮震惊的。
Now of course it was impactful.
一个 cancer 过另外一个 cancer 来。
So one cancer was dealt with, another was discovered.
所以那天晚上呢，感谢主，我的孩子们呢。他们把我孙子们都带来。
We thank the Lord. That evening, my sons brought all the grandchildren.
我想他们的意思不是见我最后一面。
I don't think their intention was to bring all the family to see me for the last time.
可是我看到他们，我心里很感谢主。
But when I saw all of them, I'm very thankful to the Lord.
因为他们小的时候啊。
Because when they were young.
他们的爸爸，两家都是一样，他们的爸爸就要带他们，说是要带他们以后要走在主面前。
When they were young, both families, they have taught the children to go in the way of the Lord.
所以我心里面很安慰。
So I'm very comforted.
那天晚上他们走了。
And that evening when they all left.
那我就看那个我自己的一本小圣经在医院里啊。
So I had a small Bible with me in the hospital and I was reading through.
诗篇103篇。
It was Psalm 103.
他说我的心啊你要赞美。耶和华。
It says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul.
不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
Do not forget all his benefits.
他赦免你一切的罪孽。
He has forgiven all your transgressions.
他医治你一切的疾病。
And he has healed you of all your infirmities.
那个时候呢，我想，当然是他医治我一切的疾病比什么都重要了。
Of course, at that time, perhaps it seems as if healing all my infirmities was the most important.
可是真正打动我心的呢，是前面一句话。
But what really moved my heart was the words before that.
是我他赦免了我一切的罪孽。
That he has forgiven all my iniquities.
以前我不觉得我有什么太大的罪孽。
Now, before I did not feel what great iniquities do I have.
可是那天晚上。
But that evening,
我好像醒过来了。
It seems like I have been awakened.
这么长的时间当中。
Throughout all this time,
我有多少次对神埋怨过。
And how much I have grumbled against God.
这个叫罪孽。
That is iniquity.
罪孽是对着神来的。
And iniquity is toward God.
那但是他跟我说他赦免我一切的罪孽。
But he tells me, I've forgiven all your iniquities.
我知道一件事。
And I know one thing.
就是我活的或者我死了他不会离开我。
Now, whether in life or in death, he shall not depart from me.
我从来不知道什么叫做爱里没有爱里没有惧怕。
And I never understood, experienced what is there is no fear in love.
这个是约翰一书里面说的。
And that is in 1 John.
我以为我懂其实我不大懂。
I thought I understood those words, but I did not fully comprehend.
那天晚上我懂了。
But that evening, I experienced and understood.
他爱我到一个地步他不要离开我。
He loved me so much that he shall never depart from me.
他赦免我一切的罪孽。
And he has forgiven all my iniquities.
一个不是。
There is none left.
是我感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹经过这些事。
So brothers and sisters, through this matter to me.
他是测试。
And he is the counselor.
对我来说他是全能的神。
As for me, he is the Almighty God.
对我来说他是永在的父。
And as for me, he is the Eternal Father.
什么叫永在的父呢？
What does it mean, the Eternal Father?
若是不是父亲的话，
If not the Father,
那你有那么多的罪孽，你回到他身边，他不会拥抱你的。
If he is not your Father, when you're filled with iniquities, when you return to him, he will not embrace you.
但是他是你的父亲。
But he is your Father.
他是我的父亲。
He is my Father.
回到他的面前
When we return to him,
不管有什么罪孽
regardless of our iniquity,
赦免
it is forgiven.
他也是、和平的君
He is also the Prince of Peace.
我以前以为和平就是我跟他吵架现在不吵架了
And I thought Prince of Peace, peace means that we fight and now we reconcile.
那现在我知道
But now I know,
平安是我里头的事
But peace is within.
那只有他可以把平安给我。
And he can, only he alone can give me the peace.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当神的儿子来的时候。
When the Son of God has come.
当他们到我，当他到我们心里的时候。
And when he enters into our heart.
当我们经过一些难处的时候。
When we have go through some hardship.
才知道什么叫做全能的神。
So we come to fully know what is that Almighty God.
什么叫做和平的君。
And what it means that he is the Prince of Peace.
什么叫做永在的父。
That he is the Eternal Father.
什么叫做测试
And he is the counselor.
感谢主弟兄姊妹
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
经过这一切
And through these experiences,
你只能说 he is wonderful.
We can only proclaim he is indeed wonderful. He is wonderful.
所以弟兄姊妹
So, brothers and sisters,
让我们爱惜每一个难处
So, let us treasure each hardship that we may have.
当我们难在难处的中间我们需要回到全能的神
And in the midst of those hardships, let us return back to our Almighty God.
没有一个人可以解决我们的事情。
No one can solve that issue for us.
没有一个人可以解决我们心里的事情。
And no one can solve that issue that lies in our heart.
更没有人可以解决我们罪孽的事情。
And more so, no one can deal with our iniquity.
感谢主，耶稣来了。
But we thank the Lord, our Lord Jesus has come.
到我们心里。
Into our heart.
把我们和神之间的一切的问题解决。
And so all the issues we have with God, before God, has been taken away.
所以感谢主，这是这一段事情啊、让我的啊、给我的一个啊、给我的一个啊、里面的一个领会。
So we thank the Lord through such an experience, He has given me such a comprehension.
往下扎根。
Take root downward.
第三七章。
Chapter 37.
那弟兄姊妹那个时候的情形很有意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, the events during that time is very interesting.
整个耶路撒冷被亚述的军队包围。
The entire, city of Jerusalem is besieged by, Assyrians.
185,000人。
185,000.
非常凶悍。
They're extremely fierce.
这个带队的将军的嘴里满是脏话。
And the general was cursing.
他们不但这个亵渎以色列的百姓，犹大的百姓
，only blaspheming against the people of Judah。
他们还亵渎犹大的神
，but they're also blaspheming against the God of Judah。
那个西西家怕了
，and so there's fear in Hezekiah。
他就到神面前去
，so he came before God。
所以神就差遣以赛亚 跟西西家说。
And so God sent Isaiah to Hezekiah to tell him.
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
西西家以赛亚跟西西家说。
So Isaiah said to Hezekiah.
他说啊，你不要担心这个四周围的事。
And so do not be afraid of all that surrounds you.
那个耶和华要帮你解决这个事情。
Because the Lord God will handle this.
那后来我们知道，一个晚上耶和华就把他们185,000的军队给消灭掉。
So we know even in a single day on that evening, God destroyed the entire army of 185,000.
可是那个时候耶和华跟西西家讲了很有意思一句话。
But what God spoke to Hezekiah was very interesting at that time.
他说今年啊，你们要种吃这个东西。
And it, so this is your sign. This year you will eat what is grown of itself.
那明年呢，你们要种这个，你们要吃这个。
And then in second year and third year, this is what you'll eat that springs forth.
那后年呢，你们要种这个，吃那个。
And then in the third year, you'll sow this and weep and plant and eat of that.
我想，我若是西西家的话，我觉得很不懂啊。
I imagine if I was Hezekiah, I would not understand this.
我们现在这个城市周围185,000的兵。围着我们。
We are being surrounded by an army of 185,000.
那主啊，你还有时间来讲这个明年、后年、大后年的事吗
？Lord, do you still have time to tell me about next year, the year after, and the third year?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers、
耶和华就是要告诉他们明年、后年、大后年的事。
Because the Lord God is to tell them what is to come next year, the second year, and the third year.
这耶和华的意思是说。
Because the intention of the Lord God is
是说不要。专顾及眼前的事。
Do not take heed, pay attention to what is immediately before you.
你们落到这个光景已经时间很久了。
It has been a long time, that's why you're in this condition.
你们需要重新醒过来。
But once again, you must be awakened.
做基本的事。
To do what is foundational.
扎根在底下。
To take root downward.
然后你才能够看到结果。
And then you'll see what will spring forth.
所以这个是耶和华跟西西家所说的。
So this is what the Lord God is saying to Hezekiah.
那耶和华跟西西家说。
And so the Lord God says to Hezekiah.
他说他不是说所有的犹大人都要往下扎根向上结果。
He is not saying that all of Judah will take root downward and bring forth fruit upward.
他说剩余之民要往下扎根向上结果。
But he says it is the remnant that is escaped shall do this.
所以耶和华神是非常实际的。
So the Lord God is very practical.
他知道犹大的百姓大部分人都不理的。
He knows the great majority of the people of Judah pay no attention to him.
但是他跟西西家讲，剩余之民还要往下扎根。
But he is saying to Hezekiah, the remnant, they shall take root downward and bring forth fruit upward.
所以感谢主，我们的神呢、啊、是这么样的 practical.
So we praise and thank our God. He is so practical.
是，那感谢主，你看他们就然后他跟耶和华跟那个西西家说，他说啊，这些剩余之民啊，以后啊还要从这个耶路撒冷出来。
And later on, the Lord God says to Hezekiah, "For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant."
对，从西安呢，我的渔民要出来。
And it is that they shall escape out of Mount Zion.
然后耶和华说，他说耶和华的热心必成就此事。
And then the Lord God says, "It is the zeal of the Lord of hosts who shall do this."
弟兄姊妹是什么意思呢
？Brothers and sisters, what does all this mean?
他们被围了。
They are besieged.
但是耶和华说，有一天呢。
But the Lord God says, "One day."
这些剩余之民啊
，these remnant
要大跨步的走出耶路撒冷。
And they will go out boldly out of Jerusalem.
做我的见证。
To be my testimony.
因此他说
，And then he says,
耶和华的热心要成就此事。
It is the zeal of the Lord of hosts who shall do this.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
耶和华的热心不是要让他们从后面挖个洞偷偷跑掉。
The zeal of the Lord is not for them to dig a hole and try to escape from the back door.
耶和华的热心是要他们往下扎根。
But the zeal of the Lord is for them to take root downward.
扎根在神里面。
And to take root in God.
强壮起来。
And to be strong.
重新做人。
And once again to be a man.
重新做我的见证。
And to be my testimony.
有一天他们要出来。
And one day they shall go forth.
从耶路撒冷出来。
And they shall go forth from out of Jerusalem.
做我的见证。
To be my testimony.
所以他说
so he says,
耶和华的热心必定成就此事。
It is the zeal of the Lord of hosts who shall do this.
感谢主弟兄姊妹这三句话里面好多的意思。
So we thank the Lord brothers and sisters. In these three sentences there's a lot of fullness, meaning.
那还有一个字眼很有意思。
Now there is this phrase, this term is very interesting.
他说往下扎根呢、啊。
He says to take root downward.
人要往下扎根。
And it is the man who shall take root downward.
Again.
Again.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean again?
意思就是说你们好久没有往下扎根了。
It means that you have not taken root downward in a long, long time.
但是以前你们曾经往下扎根过。
Now previously you have taken root downward.
好久没有往下扎根。
But it has been a long time you have not taken root downward.
所以你要回去重新往下扎根。
So you return and again you take root downward.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看以色列的历史。
So brothers and sisters, when we look at the history of Israel.
从大卫以后。
After David.
从所罗门以后。
After Solomon.
就没有往下扎根。
They have not taken root downward.
就没有把根扎在神里面。
They have not been rooted in God.
没有在乎神的心意。
And they have not considered, regard the heart of God.
这个我们都知道。
We know that.
就从所罗门以后，一国就分成两块。
From Solomon, the nation was divided.
北边没有一个好王。
Now there was not one good king in the northern kingdom.
南边有一些好王。
In the southern kingdom, there are some good kings.
但是呢。
But,
没有扎根。
They did not take root.
你知道西西家有个大复兴啊。
You know in Hezekiah's day there was a great revival.
你知道西西家的复兴有多久吗？
You know how long was that revival?
等他儿子上来做王的时候。
Because after his son came to reign.
复兴没有了。
No more revival.
你知道这个Josiah, 约西亚。
You know Josiah.
约西亚是个好王。
He was a good king.
约西亚有个大复兴。
And there was a great revival in his day.
你知道约西亚走了呢？
And you know after Josiah.
他的三个儿子轮流做犹大王。
His three sons took turns on the throne.
没有一个好王。
There was not one good king.
就在他们手里面，尼布甲尼撒来把耶路撒冷灭了。
It was during their reign that Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，让我们可以复兴。
So brothers and sisters, we thank God that we have a revival.
可是更要紧的事情是要往下扎根。
But what is more important is that we must take root downward.
你不能只靠一个西西家。
You cannot rely on Hezekiah.
你也不能只靠一个约西亚。
You cannot rely on Josiah.
你要靠你，你要靠我。
But you and me.
这是神的意思。
That is the intent of God.
渔民人就要往下扎根。
Remnant, you must again take root downward.
向上结果。
And bear fruit upward.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个是这一段37章这一段他的神的话里面的那个 power.
So brothers and sisters, this is the power of God in this word in chapter 37.
还有他的负担。
It is his burden.
你知道我们到了诗篇里面。
So when we're in the Psalms.
诗篇里面第一篇的诗篇第一篇的。
And so we know Psalm 1.
他说呀，这个我们要回到耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
And blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord and meditates upon day and night.
他要像树，一个树栽在溪水旁。
And he is like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
按时结果子。
To bear forth fruit in its due season.
这就告诉我们说，我们要把根啊，要扎在神的话里。
So it tells us we must be rooted in the word of God.
那这个哥罗西书第二章
And in Colossians chapter 2,
他说我们要扎根在基督里。
It says we have to be rooted in Christ.
对，就是，我中文忘了，就是在要扎根在基督里。
So we have to be rooted and built up in Christ.
对，那到这个以弗所书第三章他说呢我们要扎根在神的爱里面。
And in Ephesians chapter 3 it tells us we must be rooted and grounded in the love of God.
这是新约里面的事。
And that is the matters in the New Testament.
所以这个我们不能谈了。
Now we won't get into that.
神的话。
But the word of God.
基督。
In Christ.
神的爱。
In the love of God.
这是我们要扎根在。
That is what we must take root in.
什么叫扎根在里面
？What does it mean to take root in?
你倒了，你还会扶正。
Because if you fall, you shall still.
垮了还会活。
To get back up, and if you fall, you still be revived.
就像我刚刚说的那个故事一样。
Just as the story we mentioned.
若是没有耶稣的爱
，without the love of Christ，
我想我开一两个刀，还两个 cancer， 我垮了。
I go through some operations and the cancer comes and I would just fall, utterly fall.
我会现在一天到晚都担心我的 cancer.
And I would continue to worry about my cancer.
但是神的爱
But the love of God,
耶稣的爱
the love of Christ,
是比这些都大
is greater than any of such things.
比这些都深
And there's much deeper than any of these things.
把这些东西都拿掉
And all these things shall be removed.
让我们还是仍旧可以扎根
And again, we can take root deeply in God.
对，那我想再说一个，我就不说了。
And so I will say one more, and we'll end.
那第四个呢，就是第四个图画呢，是 gain new strength. 就是说
so this fourth picture is to gain new strength, renew our strength.
40章
chapter 40.
这有一些人在那儿走路。
And so there are some on this way.
那这一段里面呢没有明说他们是渔民。
Now, in this chapter, it does not clearly tell us on this way is the remnant.
但是呢他们的确是渔民。
But in fact, those on the way is the remnant.
你怎么知道呢
?How do we know that?
因为神很喜欢他们走的方向。
Because God delights in the direction they're on.
神也知道他们走的路是对的。
And God knows their way is right.
神只看见他们疲倦了。
But yet God sees that they are faint.
他们话怎么讲的呢
?And so what do they say?
他说神啊你为什么看不见我们的道路
And so they are questioning God, God, do you not see us on the way?
那我们受了冤枉你好像也没看见
It seems as if we are accused and you do not see.
那神说呢
And then God says,
神说我都看见了
God says, I see all this.
他说我从来没有闭过眼睛
And my eyes have never been shut.
我从来没疲倦过
I have never been weary.
你们每一个疲倦我都知道
I know all of your weariness.
你们每一个难处我都知道
And I know all of your hardship.
连年轻的人都会疲倦
And even the young shall grow faint.
但是那等候耶和华的
But those who wait upon the Lord God,
必重新得力,
they shall renew their
strength, 还要往那边走,
and they will continue on.
他们要像一个老鹰啊,
and they are like an eagle,
长新的那个羽毛,
and to have new wings,
得新的能力,
and to be renewed in their strength,
可以飞,
and they'll mount up with wings,
他们可以跑,
and they can run, and they will not grow weary,
他们可以走,
and they shall walk, and be not faint.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个是神给他们的
And this is the encouragement which God gives them.
你怎么知道他们是渔民呢?
And how do we know this group is the
remnant? 因为神说你们的方向是对的。
Because God says you're on the right way.
你们就太累了。
And you're just weary.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你我有没有累过?
Have you and I been weary?
你若是还没累过的话你太年轻了。
If you have never been weary, you're just too young.
是不是?我不是说做工作累了。
I'm not saying that we are fatigued from our work.
我是说跟随主更累了。
But we follow the Lord and we grow weary.
有时候事情没那么容易的。
And sometimes the matter is not so simple.
对不对?我为什么老是犯错呢?
And why is it that I always err?
我为什么老是对太太发脾气呢?
Why am I always angry toward my wife?
为什么我到了聚会的地方,弟兄给我一点点话,我就会受不了呢
And why is it that when I'm in the meeting and I hear words from the brethren and I just cannot take it?
我去年是这样,为什么今年还是这样呢?
I was like that last year. Why am I the same this year?
是不是?在我们聚会当中,哎呀,好难呐。
In our meeting place together, it is so difficult.
是不是,弟兄姊妹?
So brothers and sisters, is that right?
所以神说,我都知道。
So God says, I know all of this.
You know? 那我很感谢主。神不但说是你们这些长大的剩余之民你们的痛苦我知道
Now God is not saying those who are more grown and the remnant and your difficulties I know
主说啊这年轻人的疲倦我也知道
But God says I even know that the faintness of the young the
年轻人的迷茫我也知道
And I also know about their difficulty
年轻人的无力我也知道
And how they are helpless and weak I know
年轻人的跌倒我也知道。
And how the young will stumble and fall, I know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我每一次想到这个。
Dear brothers and sisters, when I think of this.
我每一次想到我们中间的难处。
And when I think of the hardship we may have in our midst.
你以为我们这些所谓的大人很艰难。
Would you think the younger ones think the older ones are very difficult?
但是年轻人所面临的更艰难。
But what the younger generation faces is even more difficult.
他们在教会中间好像是所四周围所看见的都是干干净净的。
Because when they come back to the meeting place, all that surrounds them seems to be very tidy.
我说属灵里面。
Spiritually speaking.
他们到了学校完全另外一回事。
But when they're in the school, it is completely the opposite.
是不是?
Is that right?
好不容易啊。
It is not easy.
在现在的社会中间做一个基督徒好不容易、啊。
It is not easy to be a Christian in society today.
是不是?
Is that true?
跌倒是很容易的事。
It is very easy to stumble.
所以感谢主，神都知道。
We thank the Lord because God knows it all.
那他说我会给你们力量。
He says, I will give you strength.
You know, 要让你们像这个老鹰一样，这个翅膀上会新的鳞毛出来。
So you will mount up as an eagle that you will have new feathers and new strength.
但你的又有新的能力出来。
And your strength will be renewed.
我很感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我们那边，我给大家做一个小小的见证。
And so I give you a small testimony and the congregation we fellowship in.
我们那边一个年轻的姊妹，她在 UCLA 念书。
There's a young sister who studies at UCLA.
她说快考试了。
He said it's almost time for the finals.
他有些东西赶不来了。
And there's a lot to do at school.
那有人，他同学跟他讲。
So her peers would say to her.
说你啊，去到教堂去太多了。
You know, you're just spending too much time at church.
那你跟你的神在一起太多了。
And you're spending too much time with your God.
那我们这位姊妹呢？当然是四周围的他们那些同学都是这么讲，她心里觉得很难过。
All her classmates would say the same thing, so it troubles her heart.
感谢主，她跟我们讲啊。
So we thank the Lord. She spoke with brothers and sisters.
她说我祷告主。
And she said she prayed to the Lord.
主让我还是主日去聚会。
And the Lord still brings me on Sunday.
那不但这样，她礼拜五晚上还来聚会。
And not only on Sunday, but even Friday.
从 UCLA 到我们聚会那地方。
Now,
traffic 不好的话开一个钟头半。
Now, if from UCLA to where we fellowship, if there's a lot of traffic, it'll be an hour and a half.
Traffic 好的话是45分钟。
If there is no traffic, then perhaps 45 minutes.
可是他讲啊，他说我照来聚会。
But she said, I still go to meeting as usual.
那我发觉我回去啊，反而不睡觉了。
But I discover when I go home, I don't lack sleep.
那当我在准备功课的时候啊，我能专心，还有力气。
When I'm studying and doing my homework, I'm very focused and I have energy.
那个学期他考完之后，他说他考得还蛮好。
And after the final, she said her results were quite good.
我们心里很得安慰。
And so we are greatly comforted.
这个呢，虽然年轻人也会疲倦。
And even the youth, they shall grow faint.
但是主说等候他的人必重新得力。
But the Lord says those who wait upon him shall renew their strength.
你像鹰一样可以飞起来。
And we shall mount up as eagles.
可以奔跑不疲倦。
And we shall run and not be weary.
走路也不疲乏。
And when we walk, we shall not faint.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
不管我们年老或者年轻。
Whether we're young or old.
我们的主是我们可以依靠的。
We can trust in our Lord.
那我们不知道有多少。我们今天下午我们弟兄做见证。
So just as our brother bore testimony this afternoon.
主说我的恩典够你们用。
The Lord says my grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
And my power is perfected in your weakness.
使徒保罗说啊。
And the apostle Paul said.
他说我何时软弱就何时刚强了。
And whenever I am weak, I am strong, I'm powerful.
所以弟兄姊妹感谢主。
So brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
这是我们的神。
That is our God.
他知道我们一切的软弱。
And he knows all our weakness.
他知道我们一切的跌倒。
And he knows every time we fall.
但是他的心是这么大。
But his heart is so great.
那我们有一天回到他面前。
So one day when we're before him,
他人又拥抱我们。
He will embrace us.
我们 complain.
We may complain.
他从来不 complain.
But he never complains.
他对我们不是一个指责。
And he not does only rebuke us.
他对我们只是一个等待。
But he is awaiting for us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想我时间到了。
I think my time is up.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们实在是心里感谢你。
Lord, how thankful our hearts are to thee.
啊，这是历世历代，主啊，有多少你的百姓让你伤心。
Throughout the generation, how many of your people would ache your heart?
但是主啊，你从来没有对他们失望。
But Lord, you're never disappointed with us.
就像今天你对我们没有失望一样。
Even as today, you are not disappointed in us.
你一直等待我们回头。
You continue to wait for us to return.
你一直等着我们来仰靠你。
And you're waiting for us to put our trust in you.
不再仰靠那击打我们的。
That we would not depend upon that which attacks us.
我们仰靠你那一位全能的神。
But we put our trust in you, Almighty God.
主，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, we thank thee.
我们敬拜你。
We worship thee.
每一次想到你是多么的可爱。
And each time we think how lovely you are.
每一次一想到 how wonderful you are.
And each time when we think how wonderful you are.
我们心里充满赞美。
And our hearts are filled with praises.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.